Welcome to the Arkansas Wildlife Podcast, the official podcast of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. We are talking hunting, fishing, and conservation with engaging guests and in-depth discussions with game and fish staff. It's Arkansas Wildlife, the podcast for all things outdoors in the natural state.
Welcome to the Arkansas Wildlife Podcast. My name is Trey Reed. I'm with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. And if you didn't know, this is the official podcast of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of our podcast. We've got a great one lined up today. We have a couple of really, you probably wouldn't say you're new, but you're pretty new, right? We have Mary Beth Hatch, who is our chief of education for about a month now.
Yes.
Welcome, Mary Thank Beth. You. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Game and Fish. And Jose Jimenez, who is the chief of our recreational shooting division. Jose, what about 2 months for you, right?
Just slightly over 2 months, yes, sir.
Well, so really this episode is going to be all about getting to know a couple of our leaders here at Game and Fish and two very important divisions. Recreational shooting sports was part of our education division for many years and was separated out about a year or so ago and became its own division because of some very cool things we've talked about here on the podcast about trying to reach a lot more shooters across the state of Arkansas and provide more opportunities. So anyway, that's kind of a little bit of background. I want to spend the first few minutes just kind of getting to know y'all. Mary Beth, well, ladies first, let's start with you. Give us a, where are you from? How'd you end up here at Arkansas Game and Fish?
Absolutely. So, I was born and raised in Bergman, Arkansas, went there all of my kindergarten through 12th grade years. And then, I learned to swim in Bear Creek, but I grew up on Crooked Creek. So very much, from the Ozarks, if you will. And then I went to the University of Central Arkansas in Conway. And after that, earned my degree in early childhood education and taught in Texas for a little while. So very, very much enjoyed that. Had my first child and then moved back to Arkansas. And so here I've been ever since. My last 18 years in education, I've been a classroom teacher, grade second through ninth. I've done adult education, director of workforce initiatives at the post-secondary level, K-12 STEM for the Department of Education, and a district administrator for the North Little Rock School District, most recently before I came here to the Game and Fish. I did say this does feel like a dream job opportunity. It's all the things I love kind of came together in one.
You were an educator who used Game and Fish programming in the classroom and as an administrator, correct?
Absolutely. So very important to bring the things that you love. I ask young individuals that are interested in being a teacher that say they love something else, and I say it's okay to be a teacher and bring that into the classroom. Those make the best classrooms, teachers that are passionate about something else. And that's really what I felt like. I loved was being outdoors and taking my students outdoors. So we had stream teams. We had a multitude of stream break restoration projects. We had a lot of stuff going on with the Game and Fish. And so I really enjoyed creating those opportunities for our students to have those experiences.
Awesome. Jose, let's get a little bit about your background. Where are you from and how did you end up at the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission?
Yes, sir. Well, hey, I can pretty much just copy what Mary Beth said, right? I mean, I've got the same exact background as her. I'm born and raised in Arkansas. Now, that's a joke. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, born and raised there. When I was 17 years old, I joined the Marine Corps. And so the past 20 years, I've been in the Marine Corps. Right? I retired back in December. Started off as an armorer, became a precision weapons guy, building sniper rifles for the Marine Corps sniper community. And competition shooting weapons for the competition shooting teams in the Marine Corps. I spent 7 years in Marine Special Operations. And the latter portion of my career, I crossed over, became an officer, and led, you know, platoons as a platoon commander and as a ground ordnance officer at the School of Infantry West. And, you know, I mean, it was a perfect twilight tour for me, right? Coming here, kind of like what Mary Beth said, right? I was just combining a couple of my passions. I love shooting myself, maybe not trapping skeet or maybe hunting specifically, right? Although I've done all of those things, I wouldn't say that I'm your typical hunter and or, you know, skeet shooter. or trap shooter, but I enjoy those things. I'm more of a rifle pistol guy.
You're on the long range.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I mean, pistol shooting, right? So
you're all that, yeah.
1911s are probably some of my favorite handguns.
My 1911 is my favorite handgun.
I'll have to show you mine.
Okay.
I've showed it off to some of the guys on the range, and yeah, I think it's a pretty sweet, you know, setup, and it was custom built. But yeah, I got to combine, you know, some of my passions in shooting world and competition world with the fact that, you know, I love being around children and helping them out. And, you know, any way that I can support them and do the same things for my kids, you know, I'm all for it.
So where were you living before you got the, you know, applied for the job in Arkansas? I mean, because, you know, Mary Beth, I mean, it's like she's sort of been in Arkansas working with Game and Fish to Teach. So, I mean, it's like, okay, you likely saw the job application and applied. And same with you. But, I mean, like, what attracted you to Arkansas? Or, like, where were you? How'd you actually physically end up here, I guess?
Yeah, so before I got here, I was actually living in California. I've been out there for the past 6 years. This job came on my radar from a former Marine, and I spoke to Director Booth about it. And I'll be honest, initially I laughed it off, right, when I was told about the job. And it wasn't necessarily the job itself, but the fact that it was in Arkansas. I mean, quite frankly, I couldn't point Arkansas out.
A guy from Brooklyn who was living in California, who's traveled the world with the United States Marine Corps, and it's like, Arkansas, right?
Yes, sir. So initially, I took it in jest. But as my wife and I realized that, you know, there's a potential there, we did a little bit more research and kind of fell in love with the, you know, with the area, right? Just the time and season that we are in our lives right now, right? You know, we need a much slower pace of life.
Sure.
My wife and kids, they love being outdoors. And so, yeah, Arkansas offers a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely the right place if you like to spend time outdoors. That's one of the great things about working at the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission and getting to help take care of this stuff. Let's talk a little bit about what it's been like for you. I mean, you know, anybody that's ever started a new job, especially like, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's much of a leap for you, Mary Beth. I mean, because you're still, it's from a different perspective, but it's a huge leap for you. I mean, like 20 years in the Marine Corps and then like, wow, now I'm going to work for a state government and recreational shooting sports. What has it been like for both of you? And I don't care who answers first. I mean, like jumping into this and the first, you know, 4 to 8 weeks, 4 weeks in your case and 8 weeks or so in your case.
Yeah, so our division is pretty large, as you can imagine. The education division is close to a staff of 60 around the state. And so as exciting as that is, it's also a challenge for someone like me who wants to make sure that I am empowering every employee to be their best and bring their best every day. And thankfully, I have four assistant chiefs who are incredible and have been with the agency for quite a long time. And so ensuring that I work very closely with them so that they're able to build that capacity in their staff as well is very, very important to me. And it's a major focus for me right now. But in working with everyone so far, and I've made it to about half of our nature centers around the state in my first month, with plans to make it to the rest by the end of May, I'm getting to meet and see people who are doing incredible work. I mean, they really are serving this state well, serving our students, serving our citizens. And so it's been a really great experience to work with everyone who really already is in place, if you will. But we want to keep that that greatness going. We want to elevate it a little bit. And I know we'll talk in a little bit about some plans that we have, but we're really looking at making sure that education is kind of a cornerstone of what we do here at the Game and Fish.
Awesome. Jose, what about you? What's the transition from, not that you ever are not a Marine, I know that you're old, once a Marine, always a Marine, but from active service to coming to Arkansas to jumping in. And you, you got here just in time for our busiest season for the Recreational Shooting Division as our youth shooting sports program regional and state tournaments are basically happening this month. Had the first regional last weekend and another one coming up. And so you have truly hit the ground running. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I'll add is upon getting on deck, I mean, the first event that we had was the Archery in the Schools program.
Oh,
we had the state tournament.
Yeah,
for
you
that.
You literally showed up like, what, 2 or 3 days before that tournament?
Yes, sir. So I've gotten to see, like you said, recreational shooting at its peak, which to me, I mean, it's been phenomenal, right? Because I got to see us at our busiest, which gave me an opportunity to assess, you know, our programs at the height of them, right? And so it's been really good for me to be able to capture all that information and really see our guys grinding during the busiest season, right? I think there's been a lot of learning. We've got a lot of, or maybe not a lot, but our entire staff, which comprises about 7 of us.
Full-time slightly lower number than what Mary Beth has over in education.
Yes, sir. But everyone's been great. Like Mary Beth said, on her side, all of our people are extremely passionate about what they do, and they all do it in their pastime and as hobbies as well. So it's been really good, right? I think we've been able to build some really strong relationships early on, and you know, it's been a fire hose effect, but I'm accustomed to that in the Marine Corps. And the one thing that I'll say is as you know, as hectic and as busy as it's been, the gravity of it, while it's still very important, it hits different, right? For me, you know, going into work as a Marine and preparing for training and deployments and, you know, teaching weapons employment and you know, inspecting weapons that...
You're saying this might not be sort of as weighty as that, well, in the same sense.
Well, what I'll say is, you know, the stress level is not as high, right?
Gotcha.
I no longer have to go into work and be concerned or worried that if me and my guys don't do what we're supposed to do, or if we fail at doing something, you know, no one's lives are on the line anymore.
Exactly.
Right?
Sure.
So, you know, there's a cloud that's been lifted.
Yeah.
And, you know, I come into work every day and I'm happy. Right. So
a little bit more relaxed atmosphere.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
It is, you know, Mary Beth, for you too. I mean, you know, you came on board, it's like spring break about that time. And that's when our nature centers are incredibly busy during spring break week. And of course, a lot of field trips and things happening at the nature centers. And of course, that programming that's going on in the classrooms around the state all the time doesn't let up. I mean, there's other than maybe summertime when school's not in session, but you both have been you've been thrown directly into the fire, right?
Yeah.
It's like here we go. So you know, you both talked about the passion of the people that you're working with, the passion of the students who participate in the programs. What have been some other things that you've noticed, maybe some nuanced stuff about the agency, about the different programming that your divisions provide?
Yeah, so Jose and I both report to the same deputy director, and I think it's actually really great because we're both new, we're both coming from the outside, if you will. But so is our deputy director. You know, he wasn't brought up in the agency either, and so he has really encouraged us both, and I know all of our divisions to try new things, to have bigger visions, and to look forward to what could be, build on what we already have, and so. So that's really encouraging for me. As I always say, I like to work with people that say yes. And so for me, it's been incredibly encouraging when I think of what Director Booth's vision and what the commission has built here with the Natural State Tomorrow plan. We're really looking at what, you know, could be and then actually making that happen. So it's been very encouraging for me to work with a leadership team that is allowing me to create and build, which is what I absolutely love to do. So I'm excited to see where we can go.
And I guess, Jose, with the recreational shooting division, again, we've had a shooting sports program for a number of years. Like, what are we, 14, 15, 16 years in 18. Now, something like that?
18.
Yeah, 18. Yeah. Okay, 18 sure. years in with that. Archery has been around, not quite as long, but close, getting close. So those have been around, but the fact that the recreational shooting division as a standalone division is new, probably a lot of that going on for you too, right? I mean, like, the sky's the limit. There's like no charted course, if you will. I mean, you kind of do you have that? Is that sort of how you're looking at it as well?
Absolutely. I think you know, Director Booth, you know, had a vision for where he wanted to take recreational shooting, and to his credit, you know, he branched us off and gave us our own division so that we can head in that direction. And so with that being said, it's been encouraging because, you know, I'm able to basically put our own stamp on the agency,
sure, right?
Where, you know, we're able to develop and grow this and build this to our liking, but to the benefit of the agency and hopefully mold it to something where it's not only a benefit to the agency, but to the public where they can enjoy everything that we're doing as well, right? We're not necessarily handicapped or limited to this is the way things have always been done,
right?
Because we are such a new branch and such a new division, and we're being given the resources, the leadership and the support to kind of mold it to what we need it to be, right? So
yeah,
it's really freeing, and you know, the flexibility that we've been given has been awesome.
Well, you both kind of set things up perfectly for, you know, we've talked about your past. We've talked a little bit about your present or immediate past here at the agency. And so let's talk about the future. I mean, what are some things that you want to do? What are some new directions you want to explore? I know, Mary Beth, you and I have actually already got one project talking. I mean, we won't say too much because there's still a lot of loose ends to tie up, but we're looking at some ways to deliver hunter education programming in a new and different way that we've never done before, for instance. So, you know, building on that, what do you want to do? What do you want to do here? What's your vision for the future of education and conservation education in Arkansas?
Absolutely. So I want us, of course, to be the leaders, you know, in conservation education in the state. And I think we're set up for that. We're pretty well known for that, if you will. But I want us to also be the leaders nationally. And I know we are as an agency. We have a lot of flexibility that some other states don't have. But I know when you become nationally recognized for things, it's not just, you're not just looking for the clout. You're not just looking for the awards, but it means you're doing things right. It means you are leading the way, and we want other states to look at us in that way. So we do have some plans for some incredible things coming forward, utilizing our existing programming, but expanding that. We want to recognize schools. We have something really great that'll be announced at the next commission meeting. That'll be a statewide initiative with our public, private, and charter schools. We want to recognize those that are doing great, but we want to increase our programming in those schools as well. And I think for me, I'm just really big on creating opportunities for learning. So if opportunities for learning is our focus, before you can get there, you have to be aware of it and you have to have access to it. And I think for me, that's a barrier I've seen around the state and in other states, is access to these opportunities that we even provide. And so I want to make sure that our schools, our students, our citizens, it doesn't matter if you're in kindergarten or if you're 80, I want you to have access to these opportunities. And then once you have these opportunities, I want them to be incredible experiences, not just that sit and get.
Sure.
I need you to be engaged in whatever it may be, whether it's at a nature center, we're coming to your school, or you're coming to us for something. And then from that experience, you're going to have a memory. We need it to be a positive and incredible memory, and that'll come through incredible customer service. Which is the cornerstone of the education division in my eyes, is that we provide top-notch customer service to everyone. But we also want you to gain a skill. So if you can come away with an incredible memory plus a skill in an engagement and an experience with us, then I think we've done our job.
Before I toss the same question over Jose's way, I want to drill down a little bit deeper on that, because we hear about barriers to access.
Absolutely.
That's like kind of a... One of the big things we always talk about is we talk about recruitment, retention, and reactivation. And we've talked, if you're a regular listener of the podcast, you know what that means. But if you're not, this is what we call R3. It's getting new hunters and anglers into the fold. It's keeping the ones we've got, and it's getting the ones that used to do it that dropped out for whatever reason back, you know, under our tent with us here. So that said, what do you think are some of the barriers? And I don't want to look at it like a shortcoming of our predecessors or anything like that, but where can we do better, and where do you see those barriers? That's really kind of two questions, but I'll leave it out there for you.
Yeah, so I think geographically we can look at some barriers there, which I don't care if you're in the middle of the city, which is where we are now. We're still a rural state overall. We have a lot of rural features. I'm sure Jose can attest to this. Right here in the middle of the city, it still feels, I'm sure, very rural. And so we have a lot of our schools or a lot of our citizens that they're not within a 30-minute drive to one of our nature centers. They're not within a 30-minute drive, you know, to us or anything like that. So our educators, we need to increase our outreach. We have incredible educators with incredible skill sets that we can send to people. And that's our goal, is to increase our outreach. Let us come to you. But we also have people who think, maybe this isn't for me. I'm not a hunter. I'm not a fisher.
Of course.
But how can I still be involved in conservation in the natural state? And that's what we want our message to also be, that the Game and Fish is leading that. We're going to provide access. We're going to provide opportunities. I think I heard this one time when I was doing some stuff with PBS, but Jamie Cassip, he worked for Google, and he said, I wish we would quit asking kids what they want to be when they grow up and start asking them what problems they want to solve. And I think for us, we have the experts across the board in every division that can provide opportunities for kids to solve problems. They're going to have a million problems. They're going to think of things. They're going to hear things in class. They're going to hear things from their parents. They're going to think about their communities, where they want to live, what they want to do. And so how can the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission be a support in that conservation learning? How can we help them solve problems, you know, that they see? You know, and it might be, well, I love hunting. I do love those things, but how can I turn that into a career? What can I do? You know, we have a ton of biologists. We have ecologists. I love mapping. You know, we have an entire division for GIS. So I think it's just a very much an awareness piece, you know, for us, and looking at how we can better serve the citizens of Arkansas.
Cool. Jose, a little bit more, as we already alluded to, of a blank slate for a relatively new division, recreational shooting. Where do you want to take it? What do you want to do with it? How do you want to make it the best in the nation and the best to serve the citizens of Arkansas?
Yeah, you know, I think first I just want to say that Mary Beth, I mean, when she answers her question, she's so well polished, right? I think we could just take her answer and insert rut shooting into it, and, you know, just say ditto, right? I think I'm kind of in the same vein, right? I'm a very competitive person, right? I think back in the Marine Corps shooting teams, the motto is competition breeds excellence, right? And so I'm of the mindset where I'm very competitive in everything that I do, but not in a negative aspect, right? I'm competitive to where I believe people will push each other, but can do it in a positive fashion, right? Where we can make each other better and continue to grow and progress by challenging one another, but without there being any animosity, right? And so that's kind of where I'm at, right? I think, you know, as I look at the three different programs that we, you know, offer here in the rec shooting program, right, or division, we've got the archery in the schools program. I'd like to get to the point where we are on par with Kentucky, right? They've got the number one program in the nation for archery. I want to get there, right? And so luckily for us, we've got some advantages, right, where we've recently been able to poach, you know, one of Kentucky's own staff from their program and brought them over to Game and Fish, right? And so that individual, Miss Becky Bloomfield, she's going to be in the education division, but she's going to be really focused on R3, right? We've talked about R3, and she's going to be kind of a hybrid position where she's floating between education and rec shooting and really engaging into our R3 efforts, right? And basically bringing some of those best lessons learned from Kentucky to our program, right? So that's one initiative that we've stood up. And again, that's kind of my goal for archery. For the youth shooting sports, I'd like to grow that and really make it to where kids aren't outgrowing it, right? It's one of those things where in middle school and in high school, and then there's a drop-off, right, where these kids go to college and a lot of them aren't competing, a lot of them aren't shooting anymore, and maybe at some point in time when they're an adult and they've got their own family, maybe they'll come back to it, right? But we want there to be a consistent trend where these kids are so successful and so good at these things and enjoy it so much that they pick it up in college and it maintains that consistency throughout their life, right? To where they can pass it down to their children. And then on the range side, we want to continue to partner with different organizations around the state, right? Between different colleges and maybe some other public ranges, to where, just like Mary Beth said, we're able to provide some more opportunities to the public, to our kids, to our students, and people in general, right? I'd also like to grow the disciplines within rec shooting. Again, we are very focused on trap and skeet. That's great. I'd like to grow some of our ranges to where, you know, we're able to do some steel shooting. We can do some 3D shooting. You know, if I had all the resources and funding that I would love, I'd build a shoot house, right? And do a lot more things, right? But obviously we'll have constraints. But I do want to invest in some more infrastructure and range development.
I was going to kind of press you on that, and not to pick on you, but I mean, that's one of the huge challenges, right?
Sure.
Because that's, you know, it's like building a nature center. Mm-hmm. There are construction costs, and then there's maintenance and operation costs that don't go away.
Yes, sir.
I know Game and Fish has been partnering, like, with communities around Arkansas, recently with University of the Ozarks and Clarksville. Tell us about some of those opportunities that we have on the horizon right now to expand that range development and offer more opportunities to, you know, Arkansas, just get out there and shoot, whatever type that is.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. So,
and Jose, I know it's a Marine Corps thing. You've got to quit saying yes, sir. Please.
I'm trying to break that mold, right? I'm trying to break myself out of it, but I'm
teasing you, man.
Customs and courtesies are big. Right?
And it's like you're from the South, man. It's like
maybe, right?
Customer service.
Yeah. Maybe in another life, right?
Yeah.
So we've got a couple other partnerships that we're looking at and really trying to develop. And really what that affords us is not only to get the Game and Fish name out there some more, right? But really gives us some more platforms to, again, provide opportunities and provide different disciplines and provide different locations for the public to...
Yeah, locations, I think, is a big thing.
That's the biggest one, absolutely, right? So, you know, as we partner with these organizations, we're able to not only support them, but then in turn, they're able to support our public because a lot of the stipulations of us providing support, financing, funding, resources to them is that their facilities will be open to the public. And so it's not private shooting clubs anymore or, you know, universities that are only available to the college students, but they'll also be open to the public, right? So really it's just getting more opportunities, more locations, and more areas where these things are present and our public can shoot at.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you both have an incredible past that set you up for your new careers here at Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, and have elaborated to the extent we can and in the confines of a podcast, sort of what some future visions are. Just kind of wrapping things up. What are you most looking forward to about the future? Your future here at Arkansas Game and Fish?
That's a great question. That really is. I think kind of how I mentioned at the beginning is I feel very much that I have the trust of leadership. I think they understand where I'm coming from, and then they understand the vision. And so I think they truly do believe in me as a leader. And so I have taken that very much to heart and plan to utilize that trust in them to really do some great things in our education division. And I know across all other divisions, that's the interesting thing about education. You know, it's the profession that creates all others. And so
she says that with no humility whatsoever.
I've never said that before. But, you know, we really do permeate in all the other divisions. It's very easy for me to reach out from someone from another division.
Sure.
And turn it into an educational opportunity.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm really excited about. This place is full of experts. I truly feel surrounded by experts, you know, but if we're looking, you know, to partner with Rec Shooting and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, that's a school project right there. You know, I'm thinking about so many ways that we can all coordinate together. And that really, truly, if you can't tell, gets me pretty excited.
Yeah. Very cool. Jose, what about you? What are you most looking forward to as we look into the crystal ball, what the future holds for you here at Arkansas Game and Fish?
You know, I actually look at that question in a different light. I'm not really too concerned about my future, right? I could walk away from this gig tomorrow, right? And with my military pension, my disability, I can go get a part-time, you know, minimum wage job and do just fine, right? And take care of my family and I, right? So I'm not really concerned about what I'm doing for myself and what my future looks like. I'm more concerned about what Rec Shooting is doing, right? And really, you know, I think I take it back to the, you know, your previous question. I want to be on par with what Mary Beth said, and then I want to make our programs, you know, some of the best in the country, right? I want to compete and be a hallmark in that realm, right? I want, you know, I want people in California. I want people in New York. I want people in Arkansas. I want people in Missouri, Louisiana, Kentucky, all of them to know that the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, we're one of the first agencies, if not the first, that has put the amount of investment and resources and really taken recreational shooting to a whole nother plateau. Mm-hmm. And so really that's what I'm concerned with.
Awesome. Well, I think the students and all Arkansans, whether, you know, because education, I'm sure you'll agree with this, Mary Beth, is a lifetime thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just for K-12 or college. We can all continue to learn. And I think that that focus serves us and serves our communities well. And they're going to be in good hands with you at the helm of our education division, and our recreational shooters are going to be in good hands with you at the helm of that division, Jose. Really been a pleasure getting to know y'all. I mean, we've crossed paths, but not much. You know, we're a big organization, a big agency, and everybody's got their jobs to do and go in different directions. So just personally, it's been very nice to get to know both of you, and same hope here. Our listeners, yes, of the podcast have taken this opportunity to get to know you a little bit better as well. So thank you so much for being here.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, is this the part of the podcast where we get to ask you questions now?
100%. Go for it. Go for it. No.
I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
For Jose Jimenez and Mary Beth Hatch, I'm Trey Reed. We'll talk to you next time on the Arkansas Wildlife Podcast.
Take care.